capsule contained a Reagan, and that the planet in ZZ9, plural Z Alpha, must be made perfectly safe. From the Utterly, Utterly Merry Comic Relief Christmas Book, 1986. Excerpts from an interview conducted by Matt Newsom. Douglas. The thing with Dirk was that I felt I had lost contact with that character. I couldn't make that book viable, which is why I said, okay, let's go off and do something else. Then, looking back at all the ideas that were there in Salmon of Doubt, I looked at it again about a year later and suddenly realized what it was that I'd been getting wrong, which was that these are essentially much more like Hitchhiker's ideas and not like Dirk Gently ideas. So there will come a point, I suspect, at some point in the future, where I will write a sixth Hitchhiker book. But I kind of want to do that in an odd kind of way, because people have said, quite rightly, that Mostly Harmless is a very bleak book. And it was a bleak book. The reason for that is very simple. I was having a lousy year, for all sorts of personal reasons that I don't want to go into. I just had a thoroughly miserable year, and I was trying to write a book against that background, and guess what? It was a rather bleak book. I would love to finish Hitchhiker on a slightly more upbeat note. So 5 seems to be a wrong kind of number. 6 is a better kind of number. I think that a lot of the stuff which was originally in Salmon of Doubt or was planned into Salmon of Doubt and really wasn't working, I think could be yanked out and put together with some new thoughts. Matt Newsom. Yes, because certainly some people have heard that Salmon of Doubt was now going to be a new Hitchhiker book. Douglas. Well, in a sense, because I shall be salvaging some of the ideas I couldn't make work within a Dirk Gently framework and putting them in a Hitchhiker framework, undergoing necessary changes on the way. And for old time's sake, I may call it Salmon of Doubt. I may call it, well, who knows? Editor's note. This version of the Salmon of Doubt has been assembled from various versions of this work in progress. Chapter 1 has been salvaged from an early draft. The rest of the text comes from one continuous body of work, but for the insertion of Chapter 9, Douglas's most recent writing, which seemed to fit best in this penultimate position. Douglas's fax to his long-time London editor has been placed at the end, and it describes his overall scheme for the book, giving us some inkling as to where the story might have gone from there. The Salmon of Doubt. Chapter 1. Early most mornings, Dave climbed up to this isolated spot on the hill and brought small offerings to leave in the shrine of St. Clive, the patron saint of real estate agents. Today, what he'd brought was, so far as he could make out, part of a swimming pool cleaning device, a sort of large, plastic, sucking, lobsterish thing. He laid the thing down carefully and stood back to admire the effect. The shrine was just a small heap of rocks, really, with a little